Welcome, everyone, to the Longevity Now podcast. We are very excited today because we have a special guest, someone that we've known for over two decades, someone who helped us pioneer most of what we do in terms of health, super herbs in particular. This person is an author, he's a health lecturer, super herb expert, and a master tonic herbalist. He's actually studied under Ron Teagarden. This person is Truth Calkins. Many of you know him from our Longevity Now conferences and women's wellness conferences. In truth, you've been instrumental in the evolution of some of our products development and also just moving the longevity and super herb movement forward. And you've been doing elixir tonics and crafting different things and putting together super herbs in a very palatable way. Through watching what you did at the tonic bar and at our events, we watched how you used, you know, flavorings like stevia, mixing it with super herbs. And so he took that knowledge and that observation and created Longevity Soda. When we started this process, we really wanted to get your feedback. So we've been sort of anticipating your feedback for a couple of weeks now on the sodas. And so now we're really dying to hear what you have to say about Longevity Soda and your experience of it, and in particular the fusion of super herbs and sort of like modern day health consumption.
Yeah, thank you for that intro, Lucian. I am surprised. I'm actually really impressed with these sodas. They're so quick, they're so easy to just whip them out and put a few squirts in some chilled sparkling mineral water. It mixes instantly. It smells incredible. It tastes incredible. Len has done something pretty brilliant, actually, by taking the highest quality natural flavorings and using an alcohol-free quality glycerin preservative, which actually has some health benefits on its own, and then adding in a super tonic herb. So you get the stevia, you get the quality natural flavoring, and you get a tonic herb and an instant tincture. You can add it to any beverage, and immediately you have a tonic herb soda. When I first tried it, it was like too good to be true. The taste is insane. And I immediately thought of clients I have that have young children that have had sugar addictions to soda pop or to candy and junk food, and they've got challenges because of it. And I do create some desserts with tonic herbs, with flavored stevias, etc. When I started playing with your longevity sodas, I was like, wow, this is cool. I can actually replace some of the flavored stevia recipes for my chaga energy bars with tonic herbs, for my mixed berry frozen yogurt with frozen cranberries, coconut meat. Instead of having flavored stevia, just use the superberry. My chilled green drinks, like the Blood of the Green Dragon is an old classic, or any green drink that you make, whether you like it in almond milk or water. If you know, my favorite combo is to put the orangeade soda that you guys make in there, a few dropperfuls, and add a few dropperfuls of the vanilla cream stevia. When you put vanilla with orange, you make an orange Julius. You put those two flavors in a cold green drink, you know, any green drink that you like, cold. It's delicious. So there's a lot of fun, versatile ways to use these sodas. But my first thought was, it's too good to be true. It's too easy. It's too quick. It's so delicious. And it has tonic herbs. And for me, it's important because it's ketogenic. I don't eat sugar. After what I went through with candiditis, with different chronic systemic co-infections, the way I coach people, I know everything about sugar. And I know everything about all the sugar alternatives. And I know everything about the antimicrobial herbs that I use to help people detoxify systemic co-infections and how to rebuild up the immune system and clean the colon and improve good bacteria. And now along comes the way this soda that Len made. And I just put a big smile on my face. I started laughing. I was going, this is too easy. It's too good to be true. It's so good. So quick. And it will make it easy for so many people. They're a lot of fun. So I think it's really cool. I'm actually pleased you guys turned me on to this. I have to give Len some credit for making this.
Truth, this is really, really an interesting sort of time and development of the super herb era where, you know, the Chinese did the hot long brew teas, you know, steeped for many days. Americans don't really have the temperament to brew a tea for, let's say, 3 or 4 days and then consume these hot beverages. Americans and Westerners, they like cold, they like quick, they like easy, and it needs to taste good. And this is your background. I mean, your background is in the Jing tonic herbs, Qi and Shen herbs, studying Chinese herbalism. How do you sort of bridge that old and new, East and West, and now coming up with this particular formulation or this style of formulation?
Yeah, you're saying something very important, Lucian. Everybody our age, even our parents, are born and raised with food PTSD, what I call food trauma. They're born and raised by so much processed food from the food industry that their taste buds have actually never had clean herbs. They're used to convenience, too. We're used to packaged things. We're used to things being fast and easy. To get all these barks and boil them up and make an herbal tea the traditional way is a lot of labor that only super hardcore health nuts or Chinese herbalists would do. In fact, the inferior class of Chinese herbs, not the tonics, the medicinal herbs, is mostly what most Americans associate when they think of Chinese herbs. Those are the nasty herbs when you get sick and you go down to Chinatown to the herbalist and you tell them your issues and he looks at your tongue and takes your pulse and grabs a bunch of barks and wraps it up in newspaper for a few bucks. You go home and boil it. It's like swamp juice. It tastes nasty. Yeah, you get better. You get it down, but it tastes terrible. I'm not interested in those herbs. I'm a tonic herbalist from the prenatal school of Taoist tonic herbalism. So I don't do inferior medicinal herbs, and I never get sick in the first place, so I never need them because I build my three treasures. I build Jing, Qi, and Shen. Those are the three primary energies that these sacred tonic herbs work on. Okay, and this is what your life force is. Your Jing is your core constitutional life force, your bone marrow, your hormones, your sperm, your nerves, your stem cells, your telomerase, your BDNF, your enzymes. It's the genetic potential. It's who you were in the ethers, the life force, during conception that went into the sperm and the ova and then became you, and during development, during pregnancy, and then you're born, and then your parents nourish you and love you, and you grow up and develop to the full genetic human being that you can be. That's your Jing. It's your potential. Your Jing determines how long you will live, how strong you will be, how strong your offspring will be, how much courage, confidence, how slow you age, and how much you can adapt to stress, how much drive, how much courage, how much confidence, how much passion, how much libido, how much strength you have. This is your Jing, your primal essence. Your Qi is your life force, your immediate energy. Your Shen is the spirit, your wisdom, your knowledge, your enlightenment, your consciousness, your love, your heart, and your mind. Okay, these are the three treasures. And when I got interested in tonic herbs, I wanted to transform my life to be above the average so I could go out and do extraordinary things with my life. I didn't want to just heal my pathological issues and then consider myself normal and eat regular food. So it took me many years to break what I call food PTSD, to detox some of my body and my psychology and get away from processed foods. And in those early years, it was hard work. Not many people would do it. I had to be immensely driven to boil my own Chinese tonic herbs, to do Qigong, to go to the farmer's market and buy all raw produce and not buy any packaged food, make all my food by hand. It's a lot of work. Now, the superfood industry, as you mentioned, has really progressed and evolved and grown. And we have companies, a labor of love. They've produced products that are now, you could call them processed in a way. You know, processed is sort of a bad word because we think of processed food that's not good for us. You know, like conventional sodas are processed sodas and blah, blah, blah. But a lot of high-quality Chinese herb extracts, superfoods, vitamins, supplements, nutraceuticals, they go through processing too, but through companies who are devoted to making a high-quality product to help people. Okay, and some are made better than others. But so we have a lot of processed products. There are a lot of good herb products now that are processed, but they're actually really good for us. And they make it easier. They make it faster. They make it more convenient. That's what I liked about the sodas when the first time I experienced them, is that they are quick, they are easy, and there's no excuse for someone who is trying to give up and battling with food addiction from food PTSD to find a replacement. And I really like making tonic herb healthy desserts and using stevias and flavorings and these longevity sodas that you guys are doing. I like really whipping these out when I want to impress people. When I'm home alone, I get very focused like a Jing monk and I'm doing my routine. And I still would use these longevity sodas for sweeteners for certain products and stuff because they have some super tonic herbs in them and they have the stevia and the flavoring all at once. Because for some of my recipes, I actually have to buy a separate natural flavoring that is of the highest quality that has a great taste. And I would add that in. And then I have to pick my stevia of choice or my other natural sweetener that has no sugar in it and add that. And then I add my herbs. So the longevity sodas are kind of cool because you do have a really good natural flavoring and a good stevia and a tonic herb in it.
Just to break in about the sweeteners really quick, you know, the sweetener industry is when you see natural flavors, a lot of times natural flavors means a chemical that tastes like the natural flavor, you know, like natural strawberry flavor. is really a chemical made to taste like strawberries, but these natural flavors are actually natural. They're made only from concentrated fruit and vegetable, mainly pigments, and that's how that taste took ages to get that dialed in, and the profiles that Len used had to also match the herb.
Yeah, this is why you have to know your source. For regular processed foods, when you see the word natural flavoring in the ingredient list, that could be code for MSG. Well, that's not good, but they can put anything they want. MSG is in a lot of foods that you buy in the store because it tastes really good. It sells products. So you have to know your source of your company. You must always do the research of any supplement, product, herb, or any food you're going to eat regularly. If you care about your body and your life and you want peak performance, you have to know your sources. But I wanted to touch on one thing you said about the bulk herbs versus, you know, conveniently more processed herbs today. You know, in Ron Teagarden's first book on Chinese tonic herbs, 1984, he talked about his master, Sun Jun Park, who he learned from in the 70s. And Master Sun Jun Park talked about his master going back into the mountain in Korea. And when he went to meet his master in a cave to decide if I was going to choose him to be my teacher or not, the teacher could tell that Sun Jun Park was dubious as to if he thought this teacher was good enough for him. So the man said, "Here's an idea. Let's have an arm wrestle. And if I can beat you in an arm wrestle, and I'm only an 88-year-old little man," and Sun Jun Park at the time was a strapping youth, was pretty buff and doing martial arts and tonic herbs and qigong and everything, said, "If I can beat you in a arm wrestle, then you would acquiesce that I am worthy of being your teacher because I know something you don't know." So they had the arm wrestle, and the 88-year-old master beat him in the arm wrestle, and the young man couldn't believe it. And then he started to divulge why he has this incredible level of qi and strength for a little old man. He didn't even eat food. He was cooking these bulk Chinese herbs, you know, astragalus and baizhu and ginseng and hushuwu, all day long. Every hour or two, each meal, each drink was another super potent cooked tonic herb. And that was a practice in a very special lineage of Taoism that was passed down from master to master to master that very few people know how to do today. But thanks to people like Ron Teagarden, thanks to companies that are now sprouting up and bringing three treasure tonic herbalism to the American masses, we can get these super tonic herbs in a more easily absorbable form, quicker, and take them every day to start to build our treasures. And in our modern times that we're living in with the stress and the EMFs and the toxins in our environment, we need these tonic herbs more than ever, more than ever. The lack of time, the amount of work we have, the amount of input, the amount of technology we have. And so I use a whole range of different high quality tonic herb extracts in my programs. And I also am a Jing chef. I teach people how to reverse their food PTSD, how to train their taste buds, how to eat food that builds Jing and for max health. And I don't like to exclude anything. Food should be fun. It's energy. It should enhance life, therefore give us more energy and make us want to live higher and celebrate. That means nothing should be excluded. If you want ice cream, if you want soda, if you want a freaking root beer float, you know, I took the root beer soda, okay, and I added it in my favorite sparkling mineral water, Badoit, cold, okay, and I added a tablespoon of Vitality Boost HA, which is a humic fulvic acid mineral, which is incredible for minerals and for chelating. So I put the cold sparkling mineral water, the humic fulvic acid in there, and I added the longevity soda, like 4 squirts. Now I have a dead ringer for a processed root beer. But this is a reverse engineered. This is a total biohacked health root beer, okay?
All right, thank you so much, Truth. Please join us for part 2 of this interview coming in a few days.